Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Well, good evening again, Lansing. This is Gene Carolan, guest host of Ebling and You on Monday, November the 22nd, 2010. And joining us now is a very good friend of mine and very dear person, Miss Cindy Kangas. Cindy, how are you tonight?
I'm well, Gene. How are you?
Well, I'm very good. And Cindy, we just had Chuck Maniacci on talking a little bit about the Star Makers Breakfast, and you, Cindy, are the Community Outreach Coordinator of Junior Achievement. Do you have anything to do with that Star Makers Breakfast?
Well, I'm kind of the doo-wop singer. You know, we have a Star Makers Planning Committee,
yep.
And they're the brains behind it. They have all of the creative ideas, and I really do a lot of the office work and the planning and the seating arrangements and that sort of thing.
I see. So you kind of take care of the details for the planners then.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes, it's called the heavy lifting, Cindy. Somebody's got to take care of the details out
right.
there, and that's what you do. Well, of course, you've been with Junior Achievement now for over 2 years, and you are very actively involved in a variety of different fundraising activities. I know that JA relies on the business community for their support. Can you tell us some of the companies that are big supporters of JA here in Lansing?
Sure. Well, first I'll tell you, we're a nonprofit, so we raise money through business contributions, individual charitable giving, and special events. Some of our title sponsors for events include Jackson National, Auto Owners Insurance, PNC Bank, CBI, MSU, FCU, Greater Lansing Business Monthly, and many others, really.
Oh, those are some of the blue chip companies in mid-Michigan, Cindy. And that's great that they're behind Junior Achievement financial literacy programs. When someone sponsors a Junior Achievement event or classroom activities, what do they get?
Well, they receive marketing and public relations exposures, including billboards, commercials, banners, and promotional materials. We also like to encourage those event sponsors to participate in our special events and volunteer in the classrooms.
I see. You know, we talk about special events in kind of a general term, but can you give me an idea? I know we've got the Star Makers Breakfast. You've got the Star Makers Breakfast next Wednesday, December the 1st, at the Radisson Hotel from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. But can you tell me about some of your other special events?
Sure. We have four annual special events. We have a Rock and Roll fundraiser that will take place at Pro Bowl on January 22nd.
I see.
And then we do a golf classic every June. And then we just finished our Halloween 5K for JA in October. So, and that was outstanding. So our next special event, like you said, is the Star Makers Breakfast. And we do other special things throughout the year. We have a teacher volunteer luncheon and that sort of thing.
My goodness, that's just so much work, Cindy. And in order to raise money, to do what? What is the money used for?
Well, the money goes towards K-12 Junior Achievement Curriculum. Last year, our office trained 5,627 children in 242 classrooms. Junior Achievement served 40 schools in the Ingham, Eaton, and Clinton County area, so we're very proud of that.
Oh, my goodness, that's fantastic. Now, when we talk about 40 schools within our Tri-County area, obviously that's quite a few.
Right.
What are some of the school systems that you serve?
Well, we have a large concentration in Hazlet, Okemos, Lansing, DeWitt, and Grand Ledge. We also have classes in Williamston, Bath, Holt, Charlotte, Leslie, Mason, Waverly. You know, we're growing every day.
Oh, that's fantastic. Let me ask you this. How, if I was a teacher in one of the schools and wanted to make sure that my children received financial literacy training, how would I go about doing that?
Well, there are two ways that a teacher can contact us. They can phone our office, or they can visit our website, jamidmichigan.org. There's a teacher part to the menu, and they can request a classroom. And then once they contact us, We'll match them to a trained business professional, and then the volunteer and the teacher will make a connection to set up lesson dates for their classroom. Then the volunteer will come in, teach the class using the JA Mid-Michigan materials. And then once their class is finished, a JA representative will follow up with them, or they can follow up with us by calling our office and let us know how things ran.
I see. Now, when you talk about JA-provided materials, give me an example of what that might be.
Well, we have lots of topics. We have curriculum that starts at kindergarten, and we have, you know, it goes all the way up into the high school. And so there's something for pretty much every grade level. And then, I'll tell you, I'm teaching first grade, our family's curriculum currently in my daughter's classroom.
Oh, I see.
So it discusses the roles of families in the local economy, and I've been using pictures and stickers and flashcards that come in my kits to engage the students in activities about needs and wants, jobs, tools and skills, and interdependence. Now, each curriculum is different. Some of our high school topics include business ethics, careers with a purpose, banks and actions, personal finance, and economics.
You know, I had gone on the website earlier, and it looked to me, Cindy, like there were over 25 different topics. Obviously, if we go from kindergarten through the 12th grade, that is 13 different grades. But here it looked like there were over 25 different JA programs available to kids throughout Mid-Michigan.
It's true. You know, we have one curriculum each beginning in kindergarten and running through fifth grade. And then once you get into middle school, we kind of branch out because we know that different teachers are teaching different subjects. So we have much more to offer middle school teachers. And then once you get to high school, it branches out even more. So there's plenty of different curriculum for teachers to, you know, reach out and request. And I think that once teachers look into the curriculum, they'll find that it meets their Michigan standards for curriculum that they actually should be teaching in their classroom.
I see. Well, financial literacy is just one of the most important. We have just experienced what is many people are referring to as the Great Recession. And we're going to talk about this a little bit later in the second hour of the program, the downsizing of the middle class. Jobs are extremely difficult to find, and I think the JA programs are introducing children to the fact that they have got to be financially responsible for their own livelihood.
Right. So. Well, we like to say we do a few things well.
Cindy Kangas of Junior Achievement of Mid-Michigan, thanks a million, Cindy. Best of luck on your Star Makers, and I look forward to talking to you soon.